This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Aquaponics is the idea of producing vegetables and fish in the same closed system. It combines aquaculture, or fish farming, with hydroponics, a way to grow plants without soil. Supporters see aquaponics as a way to increase world food supplies and reduce climate change, groundwater pollution, and overfishing. Sylvia Bernstein says the idea is as old as nature.
Aquaponics is really a recirculating wetland system, so it's happening right on the banks of our lakes.
Ms. Bernstein grew plants in water with a chemical fertilizer for years. Then she discovered she could use wastewater from fish to grow organic vegetables and fruit.
Honestly, I was very skeptical and just couldn't believe that something as simple as fish waste could become a complete fertilizer. So I had to actually see a system that was in a friend's basement, but when I did, it changed my life.
That was 3 years ago. Miss Bernstein built her first system with her son outside her home in Boulder, Colorado. Today, she raises tilapia and trout. She feeds them once a day. Her plants grow in containers. There are no weeds in her aquaponics garden, and no need to worry about watering.
I just this morning pulled 4 radishes and some lettuce for lunch. In my greenhouse right now, I grow all sorts of herbs, tomatoes, peppers.
Miss Bernstein started her own business called the Aquaponics Source. She has a YouTube channel, teaches aquaponics at the Denver Botanic Gardens, and recently published a book. Aquaponics farmer James Godsill says the Internet is helping many aquaponic gardeners connect and learn from one another. 3 years ago, Mr. Godsill helped create an aquaponics farm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, called Sweetwater Organics. In 2010, he helped establish a foundation.
The Sweetwater Foundation was dedicated to democratizing and globalizing the information and the methodologies required to advance this very earth-friendly food production system, which, by the way, only uses about 10% of the water normal farming does and uses no pesticides. It's all natural.
Mr. Godsill is traveling to other countries to teach aquaponics.
I was asked to go to Venezuela this March, and I'm working with people who have a project in Ecuador. I'm working with people in the Congo and Uganda and Tanzania.
Subra Mukherjee is with a group in Kolkata, India, called the Society for Appropriate Rural Technology for Sustainability. The group is working with the foundation to develop aquaponics in a community in West Bengal with poor soil conditions for growing food.
I believe that technologies such as aquaponics is ideal for these kind of situations. We can actually bring it right into the middle of slums in the cities so that it becomes a very good model for urban and village-based communities.
And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. I'm Jim Tedder.